One by one, members of the Senate Ag Committee took Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lisa Jackson to the woodshed Thursday over what Chairman Blanche Lincoln called vague, overreaching, and unnecessarily burdensome EPA regulation of agriculture.
Our farmers, ranchers, and foresters are facing at least a dozen new regulatory requirements, each of which will add to their cost. And most, if not all, of these regulations rely on dubious rationales and as a consequence will be of questionable benefit to the overall goal of conservation and environmental protection.
The agency has proposed a rule to reduce spray drift and considering one on dust and is moving ahead with plans requiring Clean Water Act permits for applications of aquatic pesticides and on-farm oil spill prevention control and countermeasures and reevaluating the safety of atrazine outside of normal procedures. Nebraska Republican Mike Johanns told Jackson,
"There's a feeling out in the country that the president walked in, and every idea for more regulation was dusted off and cut loose, and agriculture is under attack."
Jackson's response?
"The concern in the countryside that I've heard when I've gone out is that EPA somehow has it in for the agriculture sector. And my assurance is that we have nothing of the kind. I have no personal agenda. I believe that we cannot be a strong country without a strong agricultural sector."
On biofuels, she indicated that DOE testing of E15 in 2007 in newer vehicles would be completed by the end of the month and that EPA would render a decision by mid-October. Test results on older models are due by the end of the year. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.